Well, hey, man, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to this week's podcast.
Hey.
Some little bit of happy music here.
Well,
I quit my job down at the car wash and left my mama a goodbye note. Well, guys, man, I want to welcome you to this week's podcast. I just now got through doing a big, we did a production meeting. We did something called a wig meeting, and it stands for, wow, Ben, that thing's about to fall. You see your bacon thing there? You see that? Okay. So what does wig stand for, Ben?
Wildly important goals.
And so this week's podcast is going to be about the importance of accomplishing vision and taking care of wildly important goals. Now, the wildly important goal that we have for Troy Brewer Ministries is for us to have 777 partners by April the 17th of 2017. That's the day after Easter, right on. 777 partners. Like, why? Because we know the projects we need, and we know the projects we need to accomplish, and we know how many partners that it takes to accomplish those. And our first base of, wow, we have really achieved this. Well, the first one was actually to launch it. The second one is to achieve 771 partners who believe in what we're doing and who are helping me take on hell with a water pistol. And then after that, it's going to be 2,000. And then from 2,000, we're going to mark it at every 1,000 people all the way up until 5,000, because 5,000 is the big mamba jamba for me. That's what it is we're going after. That's what I have my face set like a flint towards Jerusalem for, is 5,000 partners. And you know what? That doesn't just happen. It doesn't happen, man. You have to have all kinds of strategic meetings, and you have to you have to carry out the plan. You know, it's one thing for God to give you the plan on top of the mountain. And you know, my friends, that's what makes Moses such a rock star, is that God revealed to him the pattern of the tabernacle while he was on the mountain, while he was surrounded with the glory of God, while he was having this incredible adventure with God Almighty himself. But the thing that makes Moses a rock star is that he built the tabernacle according to the plan when he was surrounded by knuckleheads, when he was surrounded by naysayers. When he came down from the mountain, he was surrounded by a bunch of dadgum idol worshipers, and he still carried out the plan. And I think that so many times, you know, you and I, we will go through these times where we'll have this incredible move of God, and it is so cool, and it is so awesome. And then we get back involved in the world that we live in, and we just don't carry out the plan that God gave us. And it's so important. So you know what? We have this meeting called a wig meeting once a week, and we have a scoreboard that says, okay, it's clearly marked. This is where we were. This is where we are. This is where we're headed. And these are all the indicators that tell us if we're on the right direction or not. I'm just going to just tell you, man, we are 3 weeks into the launching of TroyBrewer.tv, and we already have, how many, Ben, do we have? Is it 80? 85 or 86 people that have already partnered with us. And I'm excited about that. Hey, man, despise not the day of small beginnings. We're headed towards 5,000. We're headed towards the first mark of 777, because we know exactly what we want to do. And one of the things that we want to do is we want to continue to set girls free from prostitution, from sexual slavery, from trafficking, from being vulnerable and being victimized. And that's a huge, huge, huge goal, because we're redemption fanatics, and we are hope fanatics. We are freedom fanatics. And one of the ways that manifests among us, instead of us sitting around griping about everything, we actually do that. And so this year, up until last week, as of last Thursday, we have been able to actually save 58 girls. 58 girls. And let me just break that down for you just a little bit. 58 girls, which is 50, exactly 50 in India. And if you saw the video that we shared last week with Pastor Sudhir Mahani, he was given the testimony of how we've been able to set 50 girls free in India. And then another 8 girls in Nepal. And these girls in Nepal are just kids. They're just children. And I think that the youngest one out of all of them is 11 years old, and they're all teenage girls. And Troy Brewer Ministry sponsored 6 of those, and Spark Worldwide sponsored 2 of those. So we've been able to set free 58 girls total. Well, that is until Thursday. On Thursday, this extremely, extremely eccentric and strange individual came up to me and said, sir, I want to help you. And I was like, oh, really? How do you want to help me? And he's like, I want to sponsor the liberation of one of those girls. And so that's a $3,000 sign up. The brother wrote a check for $3,000, and it blew my mind because I wasn't expecting it. And I was like, wow. And so when he signed up and he partnered with us at troybrewer.tv for the Liberator. The Liberator, I should say, the Liberty level. So the first one is the Learner, which is $30 a month. The next one is the what is the second one called, Ben?
I don't know. I'm looking up.
Okay, look it up. I know it's an L, and that's $300 for a year. The third one is Liberty, which you can set a girl free for $3,000. And then the fourth one is Legacy. You build a house. Yeah, man, you build a house. What is it? It's Life. Okay, so it's Learner, it's the Life level, the Liberty level, and then the Legacy level. Because, hey, we're serious about doing this. We're serious about getting it done. We're serious about, we're not just going to talk about it, we're going to actually do it. Well, the great miracle is that I did that on Thursday, he did that. We announced it on Friday. I announced it in church on Friday night. And guys, can I tell you? Two more people stepped up to do the same thing, and another one has promised to do the same thing. So as of right now, all right, 58, so we have 59, 60, 61. As of right now, we can actually say that we have set 61 girls free and completely sponsored them for years and years and years to come. So what that looks like on my end of things is whenever somebody steps up and says, okay, I want to sponsor a little girl, that's what I want to do, and I want to set somebody free. I say, okay, they sign up at troybrewer.tv. It goes to the bank, bing, I get notified. Then I say, okay, then I send out an email to all my friends. Now we work with boots on the ground in Nepal, as I've already told you, in India, as I've already told you. And now we're beginning to do a work now in two more countries. One is in the Amazon jungle and the other is in the Ukraine. I have two amazing relationships with men and women of God in the Amazon jungle. We actually have a orphanage through Spark Worldwide that we support. And by the way, people who partner at any level at troybrewer.tv are helping me because we send a big fat check down there and we're going to finish a bunch of projects down there. And Ben, do you know how many kids we have down there?
I do not.
It's somewhere around 100. It's somewhere around 100. But the lady that runs it, her name is Lucy. And Lucy is an amazing woman of God. She's incredible. Her home is incredible. We were just there just a couple of months ago. But now she's starting, because I've told her, hey, look, I have people now that are starting to partner with me on this. And you're going to be getting a phone call from me. And I'm going to be saying, okay, if you want to set somebody free, I'm willing to make a commitment. So what it looks like on my end is whenever somebody partners with me at that level and they say, okay, Troy, we want to use this to set somebody free. You're making a commitment and I'm making a commitment. Your commitment is to pay the price to set them free and to house them. And then my commitment is I will continue to support them as long as they need to be supported. Yeah. So I sent out my emails and I sent them out to the people in the Ukraine. I sent them out to the people in the Amazon. I sent them out to the people in India and the people in Nepal. And I said, okay, I'm ready to make a commitment on three more girls. Let's go get them. So if you're like, well, does it cost exactly $3,000? No, it actually varies from situation to situation. But we've looked at all of it and just said, we'll just call it $3,000. And if we're able to buy a girl for less than that, man, that is awesome. Praise God. And then we'll use the rest of that money to support her and to help her. If we have to pay a lot more than that, that's okay. We'll just eat it because we're just like, hey, you know what? We've already got $3,000. I'm going to make the commitment for the rest of the money. I have to make the commitment to support them for probably at least the next 10 years, if not the next 10 or 20 years, depending upon what their age is anyway. And I don't care. That's just what God's called me to do, and I'm happy to do that. So together, guys, we're making a great big difference. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Hey, listen, that's all the time that I have for today. Thank you so much for listening, and there's a lot to celebrate. Man, the Spirit of the Lord is doing amazing things. Please continue to pray for me. And if you haven't signed up yet, man, listen, the fundamental sign-up is is at $30 a month. It's a dollar a day, and what you get is access to hundreds of videos of the best teaching that I do, and then you also enable us to set other people free. I encourage you to go to troybrewer.tv, and if you haven't signed up for my daily devotional, yeah, be sure and go to troybrewer.com because that's free, and that's something that you'll get every single day, and it's rock star awesome. Blessings and peace on you, my friends. Y'all have an awesome day. Bye-bye.